The luncheon is a celebration of Hispanics in our community and in the nation. Oh, how much we raise, we don't know until the event is completed. And the dollars that are raised are going into the endowment. The council has three endowments created, one in HCC, UT, and USF. We completed the two at HCC and USF, so this is going straight to UT.
Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio declared Wednesday Latinos Unidos Day in the city of Tampa and recognized former Florida Governor and Tampa Mayor Bob Martinez for his role.
Governor Martinez, thank you for forming the Mayor's Hispanic Advisory Council 23 years ago, because it is a group that I rely on a great deal, and they do a wonderful job. Thank you.
Iorio presented a ceremonial City of Tampa plate to Vince Roig, the keynote speaker of the Latinos Unidos Luncheon. Roig is chair of the Helios Education Foundation, which made a large donation to the University of South Florida for Latino scholarships last year.
If you don't remember anything else about what I say here today, please remember these three things. Your debt is to the future. Your debt is to the future. Education is a renewable resource, and ethics are the most important things that you can practice.
Roig calls the Helios Education Foundation the largest philanthropic organization in both Arizona and Florida focused solely on education. It has invested $62 million in the two states since 2006, he says. Roig told the audience their debt is to the future, which is changing for Latinos.
2.5 Hispanics are born in this country every minute. By 2050, one out of every four workers in this country will be Hispanic. Hispanics are expected to spend $1 trillion in the United States by 2010, like next year.
Latinos are an important demographic in the state and in the country, according to Roig, whose parents were born in Spain and Puerto Rico.
Right here in Florida, as of 2007, Hispanics make up 21% of the state's population, roughly 3.75 million people. Here in Hillsborough County, Hispanics make up 22% of the county's population. 58% of Hispanics in Florida are homeowners. That is the sixth highest rate in the nation for Hispanic ownership. And Florida has the fifth largest Hispanic voter population in the country. You make a difference.
Minority entrepreneurs face additional hurdles, so Roy called on the audience to do what they could to help business owners.
The biggest hurdle for minority entrepreneurs continues to be access to capital and startup capital, as well as operational lines of capital. But we also have other hurdles, perhaps that others don't. We have incomplete education. We have lack of financial literacy. We have lack of technology. Some of us in this room owe a debt to help small businesses develop. We should be sharing our expertise. We should be helping entrepreneurs incubate their ideas.
Before the luncheon, a Latinos Unidos leadership conference focused on business strategies and the economy, according to the chair of the Mayor's Hispanic Advisory Council, Maritza Rovira-Farino.
The values that in tough economic times, you have to have ethics in doing business, because sometimes people get desperate and forget the core values of how we should be doing things. Also, the stress levels of the financial marketplace, how you can address them. And we just talked about economy and psychology approaches to where we're facing in this country right now.